Hare Krishna. So I welcome all the audience who is here to attend the Prerna Festival online. Today's topic is Krishna, the best friend of all. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhrdam sarabhutanam gyatva mam shantim ruchyati. If you want to experience joy in life, peace in life, we have to accept Krishna as our best friend. So, suhrdam sarabhutanam, he is the best friend of all living entities. What is the meaning of friend? Friend means one who is our well-wisher and who serves us in the best possible way by which we benefit, we get auspiciousness, we experience joy. And Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita plays the role of Krishna's, Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita plays the role of Arjuna's best friend by guiding him on the battle of Kurukshetra. So let us look at some of Krishna's wonderful reciprocation as a friend. In the Mahabharata we find that Bhima was extremely powerful. But in spite of all the power which he had, without Krishna's intervention, it was not possible for Bhima to defeat Jarasandha. The battle was going on between Bhima and Jarasandha, and both were well matched with each other in terms of strength. And as the battle continued and grew more and more, it appeared that Bhima may lose. And at that time, Lord Krishna, he picked up a piece of grass and cut it in the middle and threw it on both sides, thus indicating that the weak point of Jarasandha is he can be torn apart from the middle. Bhima got that clue and he immediately tore apart Jarasandha, thanks to the hint given by Krishna. Krishna became the best friend of Yudhishthir Maharaj. When Yudhishthir Maharaj would be in difficulty, it was Krishna who would always come to his rescue. Even after the battle of Kurukshetra, Yudhishthir Maharaj was totally bewildered. Vyasadhyai Ishwarehagyai Krishnena Adbhuta Karmana. Yudhishthir Maharaj was considering that he is responsible for the battle of Kurukshetra, and it is because of his ambition that the entire battle has happened, and because of his insistence that 64 crore soldiers have been killed. Although Vyasadeva, the author of the Vedas, all the sages and Krishna himself were trying to convince him, he would not get convinced. Ultimately, Krishna suggested that we will go and approach Bhishma, who is lying on the bed of arrows in the battlefield. And because of Krishna's insistence, Yudhishthir Maharaj goes and gets inspired by Bhishma's instruction and ultimately gets the inspiration to continue on as the king. Krishna helps Arjuna again and again. It is described that when the battle of Kurukshetra ended, Arjuna came back. Arjuna, at one time after the battle of Kurukshetra, went to meet Krishna in Dwarka. And when he returned back from Dwarka, he realized that Krishna has already ended his pastimes and gone back to the spiritual world. Arjuna was devastated. Arjuna came back, and when he met Yudhishthir Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj was bewildered to see Arjuna's condition. And Yudhishthir Maharaj asked Arjuna, "What happened to you? Is everything all right?" And Arjuna explained, "Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandhurupina Yename Apahritam Tejo Deva Vismapanam Mahat." That, "Oh my dear Yudhishthir, I have been deprived of the association of my best friend, Harina Bandhurupina." So Bandhurupina means Krishna, who is my best well-wisher and friend. He is no longer on this planet. He has decided to end his pastimes. And Vanchitoham Maharaja, "O great king, I have been deprived of all my powers. The powers which could stun people all across the universe when they would see me in action, that power is no longer with me. Yename apahritam tejo, my tej, my prowess, my super excellent skill, which would stun the minds and spin the intelligence of the greatest of the demigods, and people in general would wonder, how is this possible that Arjuna is so powerful? Yename apahritam tejo deva vismapanam mahat." And in one sense, all of the powers have been taken away in one moment. Endowment and withdrawal of powers happens by the grace of the Lord. And therefore Krishna gave me the powers and Krishna has taken away those powers. Those powers were given to me for fulfilling one specific purpose. Now that the purpose is over, those powers have been taken away. I am simply a humble, helpless instrument in the hands of the Lord. That same Krishna who helped Arjuna throughout his entire life in different ways, Sarathya Parashada Sevana Sakhya Dautya Vira Sananu Stavana Stavana Pranaman Snigdeshu Pandu Sujagat Pranatim Chabashnam Bhaktim Karotin Rupatish Charanarabindi. That Krishna who acted as Arjuna's chariot driver, acted as member of the court, acted as his friend, acted as the messenger, acted to protect as a security guard, that same Krishna who basically acted in every possible way to somehow serve the Pandavas, to serve Arjuna as their best friend and well-wisher, now he had ended his pastimes. And therefore Arjuna is recounting how Krishna became his chariot driver. And as a chariot driver, Krishna would have to be kicked by Arjuna to indicate which way to turn, and Krishna was willing to accept that. As a chariot driver, Krishna had decided to accept a very humble position in service of his devotee Arjuna. Becoming a chariot driver and giving up his arms, Krishna wanted to demonstrate his opulence of renunciation, acknowledging that, yes, I have fought many battles, killed many enemies, won many victories, but in this battle I want Arjuna to be the hero, I want Arjuna to be the king. I want Arjuna to be the victorious, he must get the glory. And in this way, Krishna became Arjuna's chariot driver. And therefore, one of the best qualities of Krishna which makes him extremely beautiful, Sarva Saundarya Sangraham, is Krishna loves to give credit to his devotees. And in the Ramayana we find that both in Ramayana and in the Bhagavad Gita we find that Krishna is giving credit to Hanumanji And here he is giving credit to Arjun. And therefore, Krishna's character is supremely beautiful and enchanting. And he has no personal vested interests and agenda. He simply wants to help each and every one of us experience our true spiritual nature and experience the ecstasy within the core of our hearts. When Krishna kidnaps Rukmini, so Rukmini sends a beautiful letter to Krishna. And Rukmini says, Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shinvatam te nirvishya karna vibarai haratongatapam rupam drisham drishimatam akhilarthalabham tvayachyuta vishati chitramapatrapam me. O my dear Lord Krishna, Shrutva, you may wonder, why is this letter filled with loving sentiments coming from an unmarried girl? What is her connection with me? How does she know me? So Rukmini says, Shrutva, I have heard about your glories. From whom? From great devotees like Narad Muni, who would come to my father Bhishmaka's court and explain your glories. Bhuvana sundara shrinvatam te. And by hearing about your glories, I realize that you are the most beautiful personality in the entire creation. Nirvishya karna vivarai haratongatapam. And simply, when the qualities of a great personality like Krishna enter through one's ears, all of one's distress and pain and anxiety within the heart goes away. Rupam drisham drishimatam akhilarthalabham. In the entire creation, the conditioned soul has been traveling through millions of species, searching for the right kind of beauty to lay one's eyes upon. The most attractive personality with whom to establish a relationship. And therefore Rukmini says, after analyzing everything and everyone, I have come to this conclusion. Rupam drisham drishimatam akhilarthalabham. There is no greater gain in this entire creation than to be able to connect with your beauty, my dear Krishna. Tvayachyuta vishati chitramapatrapam me. And therefore, I have become very shameless and I am shamelessly desiring your association and your grace and your mercy. Chitramapatrapam me. And in this way, Rukmini Devi is saying, people may accuse me that how shameless you are, that you are writing these kind of letters to another unmarried man. This is not as per social custom and tradition. So Rukmini Devi says, actually, people should not blame me alone. I am not the only one to blame because, my dear Lord, although I have become attracted to you, you are equally to blame because you are so enchantingly beautiful and so attractive that you must take responsibility of 50% of the blame. And therefore, every soul is looking for a personality whom they can get attracted to and establish an eternal relationship. And so when Krishna hears the beautiful prayers of Rukmini and she says that I want to have a relationship with you and I want you as my husband because I am convinced that you will be my best friend. Why? And she says, Katva Mukunda Mahati Kulashila Rupa విద్యావయోద్రవిణధామభిరాత్మతుల్యా ధీరాపతి కులవతి నవృణీత కన్యా కాలే నరసింహ నరలోక మనోభిరమం. షీ సేస్, యు ఆర్ మై బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్ బికాస్ యు ఆర్ ముకుంద్. ముక్తి ప్రదాత సర్వేషాం విష్ణుర్ ఏవన సంశయ. వన్ హూ క్యాన్ లిబరేట్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ మిజరీస్ అండ్ డిస్ట్రెసెస్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ గివ్ అస్ ఇటర్నల్ ప్లెజర్, ఇటర్నల్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పెయిన్, హీ హ్యాస్ టు బి అవర్ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్. కాత్వా ముకుంద మహతి కులశీల రూప. యువర్ కుల, యువర్ శీల, యువర్ రూప ఇస్ ద బెస్ట్. ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి కంపేర్డ్. విద్యావయో, యాజ్ ఫార్ యాజ్ విద్య ఇస్ కన్సర్న్, యు ఆర్ ద నోవర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద వేదాస్. ఏజ్ వైజ్ యూ నెవర్ గ్రో బియాండ్ 16 ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఏజ్, యూ ఆల్వేస్ లుక్ ఇటర్నలీ లయంగ్. ద్రవిణ, మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ లక్ష్మీస్ ఆర్ ట్రయింగ్ టు సర్వ్ యూ లాట్ ఆఫ్ స్వీట్, యు ఆర్ ద వెల్దియస్ట్. ధామభిరాత్మ తుల్య, and your influence is incomparable. Dheerapati kulavati navrinita kanya, who's that lady who can actually resist having you as a husband? Kale narsinga naraloka manobhiramam. And therefore, O lion amongst men, manobhiramam, you have attracted, enchanted my heart. And you may think, if I get connected to this Rukmini and get married to her, my independence and my freedom will be lost. Don't worry. You are also Narasimha. And in your form as Narasimha, nobody can control you. And therefore, do not be afraid of getting into a married relationship with me, because I cannot control you. And so Krishna responds, and Krishna overcomes the powers of the weak and vicious mind represented by Rukmi, who has overwhelmed the weak intelligence of Bhishmaka, and the mind has collaborated with the forces of envy represented by Shishupal. And they are waiting to get Shishupal, get married to Rukmini. At that time Krishna enters the arena, picks up Rukmini, places on the chariot and starts departing. The entire army from Dwarka has come along with Balramji. Rukmini Devi, being a very gentle lady from the interiors of the palace, suddenly, in a moment, is placed in the middle of a vicious, ferocious battlefield. And she looks around, terrified by seeing all the armies on all sides with their weapons upraised. And Krishna immediately gives the reins of the chariot to Rukmini. And pointing to the armies, Krishna says, what does he say? ప్రహస్య భగవాన్ చాహ మాస్మ భైర్వామలోచనే వినంక్షతి అధునా ఏతద్ తావకై శాత్రవం బలం. కృష్ణ సేస్, రుక్మిణి స్మైలింగ్, ప్రహస్య మా అస్మ భైర్, డు నాట్ బి అఫ్రేడ్ టు సీ ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్మీస్. These armies of Shishupal and Jarasandha and all of these Rukmi's armies, they will all be destroyed by whom? Vinankshati adhuna etat. Immediately, these armies will be destroyed by Tavakai Shatravambalam, by your armies. So Krishna is referring to the armies which have come along with Balramji from Dwarka, and immediately offering all those armies to Rukmini and saying, these are your armies. తావకై శాత్రవం బలం. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే కృష్ణ ఇస్ సో జెంటల్, సో కైండ్, సో మెగ్నానిమస్ అండ్ సో జెనరస్ దాట్ అ ఫ్యూ మూమెంట్స్ విద్ ఇన్ విచ్ హీ హాజ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ అ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ రుక్మిణి, హీ సింప్లీ వాంట్స్ టు ఆఫర్ ఆల్ ద ఆర్మీస్ ఆల్ హర్ ప్రాపర్టీస్ to Rukmini Devi. So Krishna is always eager to share his opulences with the jiva in the spiritual world. Even if you serve in a company for 40 years, giving your blood and sweat, even if you have become the most confidential, loyal associate of the founder, CEO, MD, whatever, but how many of you will be offered a place, a residence, along with the same proprietor after retirement? But Krishna is inviting all the souls to come to him in the spiritual world. And therefore he looks at Rukmini and says, Tavakai Shatravam Balam. This is the power of all of your armies. Your armies, Rukmini, will defeat the armies of Shishupal. And in this way, Lord Krishna is always eager to share his resources with all the souls. In the pastime of Sudama, when Sudamaji comes to visit Krishna in Dwarka, at that time, all the Dwarkavasis are stunned to see that Krishna jumps down from his palatial throne, runs and embraces Sudamaji and brings him and places him on the throne, takes his feet in his hand and starts massaging it and starts pouring water on those feet. And Rukmini Devi takes a chamar in the hand and starts fanning Krishna's friend Sudama. And at that time the Dwarkavasis are stunned and they discuss with each other. Kuchailam malinam kshamam dvijam dhamani santatam devi paryacharat sakshat chamarabhyajane navai kimmane nakritam punyam avadhutena bhikshuna shriyahinena lokesmin garhitena adhamena cha. Who is this person who looks so poverty stricken? And if he is bewildered by poverty, then he must not be having good karma in his last life. But if someone does not have good karma, he cannot get darshan and embrace and hospitality of Krishna like this. This phenomena of externally looking to be influenced by misfortune, but having the fortune of receiving Krishna's affection and love, it's bewildering us. And at that time, Krishna started speaking with Sudamaji. And he recounted all the days they had spent in the ashram of Sandipani Muni. And at that time, Krishna recounted, "Oh Sudama, do you remember one night when he had gone out to get the sticks for the yajna? It started raining heavily and water started rising. Vayam bhrisham tatra maha nilambu bir nihanyamana muhurambu samplave disho na janeta parasparam vane grihita hasta paribabhrimatura. At that time, as it was flooding and they were about to be drowned, Krishna and Sudamaji held each other's hand, and in the other hand they held the sticks which they had brought for taking back for the yajna. They did not give up the sticks, they did not give up each other's hand. Giving up the stick and just holding each other's hand would have been sentimental. Giving up each other's hand and only holding on to the stick would mean that they are only concerned with the mission, and that would make them highly impersonal. And therefore, good, sustainable relationships in a mission comprises of a healthy harmony between mission and the missionaries. One should neither be impersonal nor sentimental. And in this way, Sudamaji was given excellent hospitality but not any money. But Sudamaji was so much filled with bliss and joy that on the way back he was thinking, Sushrushaya paramaya pada samvahanadibhi pujito deva devena vipradevena devavat. I have been royally served just like Krishna would serve. Just like Krishna is served by the demigods, he has served me. I am so obliged and so grateful to Krishna for his amazing hospitality. And in the state of great bliss, as Sudamaji is walking towards his home, he is thinking, Shvabhute Vishvabhavena Svasukhena Bhivandita Jagama Svalayam Tata Patham Anuvrajanandita. Two things make Sudama extremely satisfied and blissful to the core. Many times we think money will make me happy, position will make me happy, influence will make me happy, political clout will make me happy, power will make me happy, assets will make me happy, property will make me happy. But Sudamaji is experiencing the pinnacle of happiness. In what? In his experience of genuine, authentic, sustainable, experiential friendship with Krishna. And what is the characteristic of this friendship which Sudamaji is experiencing with Krishna? Genuine friendships are characterized by these two elements. And if in your relationship of friendship, if you add these two elements, then that relationship becomes sweet and joyful. What are these? First, Krishna gives Sudama genuine respect. Second, Krishna serves Sudamaji with great love. And therefore, when we offer authentic respect and loving service in a relationship, the combination of authentic respect and genuine loving service, authentic respect and loving service together in a relationship is the most powerful, influential combination, which pierces into the other person's heart and opens up their heart for a sustainable relationship with us. Therefore, if you are looking for a relationship which is centered around friendship, which is centered around genuine feelings of satisfaction, please know that a relationship which gradually deteriorates into familiarity, lack of authenticity, lack of communication, lack of clarity, lack of communication, will ultimately break down. But wherever there is authentic respect from the heart, and when there is loving service, the combination of both of these touches one's heart. In US, approximately 15 million people across the world, 15 million people are addicted to alcohol. In US alone, $200 billion are spent every year because of alcohol problems. 6.4 liters per person per year is consumed every year all over the world. India consumes 5.7 liters of alcohol per annum per capita. Europe is the largest, and people in Europe consume around 15 liters per person per annum. In the year 2010, 15% of India's population drank alcohol, whereas the world percentage was 42%. And the percentage which was largest in the world is the French population. 95% of people in French consumed alcohol. The country like Libya, 95% have never consumed alcohol. India, 75%, and the world, 45% have not consumed alcohol. So we find that with these kind of addictions growing, people need help. They need a real friend. And that real friend is sitting right here within the heart. We find that alcohol creates 2.8 million premature deaths per year. Other kinds of addictions which people are used to because of loneliness is tobacco or smoking. In the whole century between 1900 to 2000, 100 million deaths happened. And it is estimated that between 2000 and 2100, 1 billion deaths are going to happen. Smoking results in approximately 7 to 8 million deaths per annum, which translates into one death every 5 seconds. Approximately 600,000 people who do not smoke are exposed to smoking, and 15% of the global deaths which happen today is because of smoking. Smoking is also responsible for 25% of the heart and 75% of lung infections. And for more than half of the deaths of those who are above 75 years old. And 93% of those who are above 50 years of age. One cigarette smoked causes a loss of 5 to 11 minutes of life, which translates into 12 years for a whole lifetime. India alone experiences deaths due to smoking of more than 9 lakh deaths every year. Across the world, 20% of adults, they smoke. The greatest percentage of smokers in the world is in Greece, 43%, as against some of the other countries which have much less amounts of smokers. Country like Ghana and Peru has less than 5% of smokers. We need to change the culture. We need to help people integrate and connect with the real essence within their heart. Krishna, who is their best friend, Suhrdam Sarabhutanam, who is seated right within, they need to connect with him. This is the most crucial need. We also find, on the other hand, that across the world, there are so many different types of problems people are facing. And if you look at the percentages of people who are going through difficulties, depression, stress-related ailments, it's humongous. So the question arises, with all kinds of economic development, technological advancement, and all these other gadgets which we have acquired, to what extent have we actually progressed? Are we making society more comfortable for people to stay, or we are making it more and more difficult? At least the government in India has introduced more than 66% of tax on smoking, on cigarettes. And at least 25% of India's population is not even aware that there is a connection between smoking and all kinds of cardiovascular diseases. And therefore, we should know that the soul by nature is pleasure-seeking. But the soul has its eternal connection with its best friend who can give an ocean of pleasure. That is Krishna. That is Rama. But instead, we are having a relationship with the internet. So over a period of time, we find that in 2000, there were 413 million users of the internet across the world. And today, there are 3.4 billion users. In India, we have at least 560 million users of internet. That's a very huge number. So we have to analyze, now that people have internet, how is the world, how are they getting impacted by this? At least 4.6 billion people of the world out of 7.6 billion world population are online. In fact, 6.4 lakhs people every day go online for the first time. In fact, the top three countries in 2017, which were having the highest number of users on the net, was China with 765 million, with India with 391 million, and America with 245 million. In fact, in 1998, only 0.1% of India's population was connected to the internet. In 2016, that number went on to 37%. So we can imagine that the frequency of internet being used is also growing, with at least 65% of India's population saying that we use it daily, and approximately 11% saying that we use it 1 to 3 days in a week, and only 13% saying we use it less than once in a week. And so we find that internet addiction is a huge problem, and at least 25% of the youth are connected, are afflicted with this. The time which is spent with family, friends, etc. decreases if people are spending 10 hours a week on the net. What are the psychological, emotional and ethical problems connected to addiction to internet? Today, Facebook has more than 2.4 billion users. YouTube has more than 1 billion users. WhatsApp has more than 1 billion users. People are looking for substance. They are looking for connection. They are looking for pleasure. They are looking for meaning. But when they get connected on the net, they get trapped by the net. 12% of all the websites are related to pornography, and 89% of pornographic websites are created in USA. And in 2018, there were 2.3 billion web pages on the internet. In 1998, there were only 14 million. And India actually is also struggling with this. And so many youth are having a tough time coming out of this addiction. And so, we find that globally, 31% of the visitors on the internet, they visit pornographic sites. And all over the world, 28,000 pornographic visits happen every second. $3,000 are spent every second on pornography. And every single day, 37 pornographic videos are produced in USA alone. And 2.5 billion emails are exchanged which have pornographic content. 68 million searches happen. And more than $13 billion of worth, $13 billion of economy is connected to this. 42% of the people on the internet, they see porn, and 25% of the searches and 35% of the downloads are in this direction. What does this mean? This means that we are looking at a group of highly distracted, dissatisfied people who are looking for pleasure and meaning somewhere. In fact, 56% of divorces had one partner who had problem with pornography, and 58% of those afflicted had heavy financial losses. And anyone who is connected to pornography ultimately was found to have at least 300% chances of having marital infidelity. Therefore, we need to provide real meaning to people in life. And that is what Krishna consciousness is all about. This is the day of stress. And stress is defined as the gap between expectation and reality. 73% of symptoms are seen psychologically. 48% of people have sleep issues who deal with stress. 86% of employees in China experience stress-related diseases. There are 110 million deaths which happen every year due to stress. And 67% of all stress symptoms are because of money. Worry about money. Colleges worldwide, 85% students experience stress. It could be due to their school life, due to their family life, due to their financial situation. And it cuts across all generations. 26% of teens, they overeat because of stress. And it is the number one health concern amongst the teens. Therefore, we are trying to help people connect with their best friend, Krishna. And tomorrow when you go to work, you will find that 6 out of 10 people globally in workplace experience stress, and 35% of the people say the main cause of stress is the boss. And in fact, 80% report that the main stress is not having enough satisfying work the way they expect, and not that they are having extra work. And therefore, stress is a physical and emotional reaction that people experience as they encounter changes, difficulties, or lack of fulfillment of expectations in life. This stress translates as irritability, anger, fatigue, low energy, lack of motivation, lack of interest. It may manifest in so many ways. But you, as the youth of India and the future of the country, should realize that this anxiety, nervousness, headache, sadness, muscle tension, appetite changes, and all these different kinds of symptoms can all be overcome if one simply gets a purpose in life. And that purpose can be realized by connecting with Krishna. Otherwise, the statistics are deadly. 800,000 people commit suicide per year, whereas only 400,000 people get killed by murder. We find that every 40 seconds, one person commits suicide. This shows the extent of anxiety which people are going through. And the best way to overcome this anxiety is by chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We find that this chanting of the Maha Mantra is the best method by which one can experience real happiness, real joy, real pleasure in life. Accept Krishna as your best friend, transform your life, and make your life blissful and successful. Thank you very much.
RG Media YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe.